This is it changes a lot, and depending on what kind of level. I mean, on a big scale, I'm part of a group. It's not, we don't have a name, or we don't have a certain grounds, and everyone is in different countries, but definitely know who the artists that I am part of them, and they're part of me, and we'll always work together and always be in contact, even daily through emails, and we always strive to work with one another or for one another. We always have one another in our hearts, kind of thing. And this is the thing that kind of drives me on and on, you know, to go on to do stuff because of them. But physically, we are all in different countries. Sometimes we do projects together, but then where I live, I have people that I work with that accidentally are in the neighborhood, whatever, and then we come together and do some stuff together, and that's it.
Can you describe the people who are in the group, who they are? Not their name, but if one is to...
I can describe. One is Tammy Bento, which is she's my collaborator, and we always work together, and she does performance, and she's in New York now, but we work closely. But also my girlfriend Jet, which I live with, so it's easy to work with her. She's a photographer, and we collaborate on a daily basis whenever I need any material, being photos, but also when she needs models, I work with her. But also we also do stuff in collaboration, like for an art project. We would collaborate in a way that I would use her photography in my animations, and it works really well.
And so you were before the last, you were saying that when we were talking about work condition, that you were thinking of building a group, a body group that will allow you to work together, but also to provide the money for all of you. How can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, the idea is that we could fund. We could get some funding to get a kind of a basis for a label, which would handle live events with people that, because I'm very well connected in terms of bands and artists that work in different countries, and I would like to be able to invite them. So this is one side of it, would be like a live event, and in that live event there would be a focus, and people would have to, not have to, but would love to do some products that will be sellable in that label, and in that way they will be possible to fund other events, or just pay for our fees to organize this whole thing. It's an idea that I don't really know exactly how it's going to work specifically. You know, it's kind of an experiment, and I'm at the moment applying for some funding to start three events like that, and see how they would work and how it would be possible to actually make money from the art that we produce, and you know, be able to live off it if possible.
And so even music performance
yes, everything. I mean, I do everything. I am a musician, performer, I'm a painter, I'm an animator, a filmmaker. I do everything. It depends on the circumstances, and I like the fact that I do everything, and for other people it might be a problem because they can't really label me. They say, oh, you're a pop star, or you're an artist, or you do animation, but you don't work in the industry, when I look for work in animation, because I do, you know, I work in After Effects, I work in, like, it's no problem for me, but for companies it's a problem for me for them to hire me, although they look at my work and they think, oh, it's really good, but you haven't worked in the field. I don't have a problem with it. I think that nowadays, because of the computer, it gives me a steady stage that I could do whatever I want, because it's everything is accessible, and especially being a performer. And I don't see. So, what was the question? it's what kind of product? Yeah,
no, it will be like you said. You ask
for it will
funding
be a CD.
For different events, and so I said events will look like you, obviously, yeah. Mixing different people, mixing different.
I think
events.
It will be CDs, CD compilation of the specific event. Like this event, we're gonna invite a few bands, and they will make special, just a little. Special music for this CD, and we all put it together. This will be a compilation that would be only sold by us, so could never get it from anyone else. Also, if the artists want to make like a one-off art piece, and it will be sold in the label, and a DVD that would be sold in this kind of circumstances, and then we keep our rights on it, and not to involve other labels or galleries or other, maybe collectors, yeah, if they want to buy it and to help us fund other events or just pay ourselves, that would be great. But if it's possible to maintain this kind of ownership, that would help a lot, I think, artists to be able to live off their work, which is only, you know, it's rightfully theirs, you know.
But so you're ready to become artist, performer, filmmaker, and producer, manager?
Well, it's inevitable, isn't it?
Bookkeeper.
I mean, the bookkeeping and the whole side, the business side, is a weak side that I have to overcome, I think, and maybe with help later on, with some help of other people that I trust, and they're also friends, I could establish something which is more sustainable. But at the moment, this is the hard side of it, especially trying to fill to do budgets and try to write applications. And it's also against my natural way of thinking about art, because I'm kind of always grew up on avant-garde and punk and Dada and this kind of, you know, revolutionary kind of ideas, and romantic, of course, you know, like art is the thing that I do, and I don't care about anything else. But I'm a realist as well, you know. This is the world, and the world we live in, there are possibilities, and it's just you know, another thing that you have to deal with, and it could be quite fascinating if you realize that the system is a part of this life, and it's part of your work, and you're working in context with in this world that is about buying and selling ideas and making profits and all this kind of thing. And if you treat it that way, you could also work with it and not. I don't say that I'm saying, oh, yeah, you know, it's all right, we live in a capitalistic world, and I am a capitalist as well. It's not like that. It's just like I have my critique, but my critique will always be in my work. And also the way I'm going to do it is going to be a critique as well. So I hope that the way I deal with things will be in a critical way, and if suddenly, you know, I get a lot of money, I won't become, you know, stupid bastard and keep it all to myself and spend it on stupid things. I will try to, you know, make something out of it, but this is also what I want, so it's okay. And yeah, hopefully that would work.
This is why we ask, because the idea is that you also think that how you organize, sell the contracts can be your work in a way. So
yes,
this is
definitely
about Creative Commons. So how do you make a company without domination, or how do you work this way? So,
yeah, I think basically it's just about not being greedy and just remembering what's the real my important thing in life is to do my art, to be in close contact with my friends, to be able to work with them and see their work. And I don't think it's, I mean, I'm doing it already. And I think that with a little bit, the only problem is that we never get paid enough to do it. I mean, it's hard, it's really hard to live like that. And I think if we find a way to get what is rightfully ours, and if people are willing to buy it, then, and we can control it, then it's a fair deal, you know. It's just, but also, of course, keeping in mind all the critical side of it, I'm aware of what's going, I mean, I know that this world is corrupt, basically. But I should celebrate instead of all the time being frustrated about it. You know, it's a big circus, it's a big casino, whatever, and I'm part of it, and I want to, you know, I want to be part of it. I don't want to say, oh, capitalist bastards, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, capitalist bastard, but I want to bang on their head and jump on their, you know, whatever, and kick their asses and just have a laugh with it, you know?
So there are two last things. Is there a question we should ask you and we didn't ask, you think?
What's my next project?
Oh God, what's your next project?
It's called Everything, Everyone Dances to His Own Personal Boom Boom. That's from the Dada Manifesto, and it starts in London in October, Peel and Gallia Collective, which are friends of mine, curators and artists and journalists. They're making this exhibition about collage and the Dada, basically. I mean, it's not about this, and they're very specific, I don't want to. But I started to do an animation and a painting with this, and I'm doing a 15-minute radio electro show with collaborating with another artist, musician, producer, and yeah, it's gonna be in London, opening 21st of October, and that's it.
But when you said, because I wanted to ask, but about that you grew up with Dada and punk, is it literally, or it was
an idea?
No, it was when you were growing as an artist or growing as a child?
Oh no, not as a child. I grew up. I would say more with kind of hippie notions, I think, because I grew up in Israel, but not really. Actually, in high school, I started to hang out with my friends that were in a punk band, and I always was connected to that side of things. And then the School of Visual Theater is based on the idea of Bauhaus and Dada and avant-garde. And this is where I found my home. The ideas that were, you know, we were dealing with, they were all things that I thought I invented. So that's what I meant.